Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, man, Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Carl's off today, got the weekend off. Our man Chris Turtle Thomas, he is in for Carl today. Day-Day, the brains of the operation. We'll get some Yeah Man, No Man coming up. And our man G-Money keeping us on the air, having a very stressful day. Need a shot. Need two. You okay, baby? You in a good headspace? All right, man. It's hard. Hard being an engineer, man. He basically covers like four radio
stations. Well, I was just about to say, it's not like he's just with us here at 92.9 The Game. Yeah. If you listen to radio in Atlanta... Gordon is your engineer.
Chances are, he's. Matter of fact, I think he's keeping. You get the fish on the air as well. Blessed is the blood of the Lamb. Anyway, it is Dukes and Bell hanging out here at Twin Peaks. Real quick, I'm going to go steak for just 1 second, and I'll get back to normal programming. I asked a simple question: do you believe in the Braves or don't you? Do you believe in the Braves after what just happened? If you were on the fence, are you now on the side? The worm has turned. As Mike so eloquently said to start the program, 404-726-0929. Are you buying the Braves or are you selling them? We'd like to hear from you. Your feedback. Please be interesting. Because if you suck, you'll be hung up on. Cha-cha.
And you can also check out your latest bacon cheeseburger review at Steak Shapiro.
Please, Chris. There's more to the Atlanta Eats than just cheeseburgers. How dare you? By the way, steak did go off the menu, by the way, on our Father's Day dinner at the Lazy.
No, stop the Lazy it. Dog. Come on.
Bobby got some kind of deep-fried sushi thing. We're all like, what the hell is that?
And they gave you guys such an extensive menu.
I had the trout. Trout was fantastic. But, yeah, and then Sandra asked me about it. I called in last week. Steak was still hot about it. Why are you bringing this up on the radio? So, anyway, in all seriousness, you're buying the Braves or not? Now, I know many of you, maybe you didn't call because you already do know you're buying the Braves. And I told you guys 3 weeks ago, Carl and I said it, Chris, keep the receipts when things were about as awful as they could be. You know, blowing that lead to the Diamondbacks, giving up 7 runs in the top of the ninth, and then going and getting swept by San Francisco with a bunch of errors and just, you know, a lack of clutch play. So that's where we're living, man. So I want to hear from you guys. By the way, watching the European Club Championships, the finals, it's going on. The finals are coming up next week. But we have two ladies that are big soccer fans right now, and they are rooting for, help me out here, it's FLA. What team is that?
Florida?
No, it's not Florida. They're playing Chelsea. Hey, ladies, what team is FLA? What's the other team? Flamenco. Yes, Flamenco. They're Latin fiery Latin soccer fans here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. And they'd love to meet you. Well, not you in the car, the other guy. But anyway, they were watching Chelsea taking on Flamenco, as we saw the other night. If you didn't see it last night, Lionel Messi just goes and does what Messi stuff is, what you pay to see. I was talking to our buddy Felipe Cardenas last night on social media, who covers soccer, and against Porto, Lionel Messi does one of his amazing, like, you know, bend it like Beckham or bend it like Messi goals.
Still can't beat Atlanta United, though.
On a free kick, yes. The MLS guys, they had this great idea. Oh, I know. We'll give you some extra Messi in the playoffs, and then we beat them in 2 out of 3 and ruin everything for MLS, and Apple gets no ratings last year.
And Messi gets a piece of the cut.
All right, so after my imploring the listeners in the voice of Steak Shapiro, Dominic, has anyone called? Who is their names? Let's go with Mr. Jones in the A. Hey, Mr. Jones, you're on 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
What's up, brothers, man? Hey, I'm confident in the Braves, man. Y'all know, as we've been doing for the longevity of the franchise, it don't really pop off until after All-Star Week.
Right.
So let's ride this good momentum we got. Don't be Debbie Downers. Let's don't ride this momentum into the playoffs. I mean, until after the All-Star Week. Right? When we come back to after the All-Star Week, let's revisit these questions again, and then let's see where we at. But right now, right, I'm Tomahawk talking, man.
Right on, baby.
Nah, as you should be after that sweep, man.
That's why we're asking the question, because if you listen to Carl and I mean, I just felt this team just doesn't have it because of the lack of clutch. Look, Alex spent 5 minutes talking about their lack of clutch.
Yes.
In our conversation. Inexplicable as it is for the guys. And he said, look, I'm giving these guys money because I believe in them. He talked about almost 3 minutes just on Michael Harris alone, you know, who he gave him a guarantee. These are the guys who got to step up. And, again, I was killing Matt Olson. I said it a few times yesterday. Killing Matt Olson because he's got guaranteed money. And, well, they all do. It's baseball. But he's a guy who's got to be more clutch, and he has certainly stepped up. Two big doubles, the base-clearing double, just money. And that's more of that, brother. Let's go to Manny. He's on the north side. Hey, Manny. Hey, man, you're on 92.9 The Game. How you feeling about the Braves?
What's happening? Oh, no, that still sounds horrible. I am buying the Braves, and I'm selling the stake. The Braves, I mean, it's going to be a long summer if not. I think Ozzie just got to get that bat going, and I think when Profar comes, we'll do a little bit better. Stake, I'm tired of hearing about all the family members over and over again, Bobby and the rest. I love you. I'm sure they're wonderful people. I'm just tired. Stop interrupting Sandra and all the callers, or your time is over, buddy.
Please, Manny, I'm going to hang up on you right now. Manny, please. That's too much. You've said too much. How dare you?
Well, Stakey, didn't you have about 15, 18-year-olds at your house the other night because your daughter was having a...
And what Manny doesn't understand, I've only got 2 hours to entertain Atlanta. Time is at a premium, so we got to move. Cha-cha.
Exactly.
Let's go to a Mike. He's in Decatur where it's greater. Hey, man, you're in the game, baby. How you feeling about the Braves after that sweep of the Mets? Hey, man.
Hey, man, in the words of Stake, I'm selling. I'm selling right now. And, you know, I go by the data, man. I mean, they had a good series. They swept the Mets. I love it. You know, I'm just going to be a little Debbie Downer here and look at the data. I see them as a 500 ball club. You know, they got one good starting pitcher. Strider had one good start. We're all, you know, I think people are jumping to conclusions. It was one good series. Let's look at the totality of what we've seen so far. Not been great.
Well, hang on a second, and we'll let you finish. Can I combat your data with some data? Do you know that their expected win total right now is 39 and 35? So they're actually playing like a club that's four games over 500, according to the data. But they're just not executing on the field. But there's your data if you need some positive data.
But that's that expected stuff. Expected didn't happen.
No,
I'm not expecting it.
But if you want to look at the positive, Mike, they are supposed to be playing like a team who's four games over 500.
Right. Hey, one final word. Let's go to Gabriel in Sandy Springs. G-Money, what you got, man? Hey, man, you're buying the Braves.
Oh, hell yeah, Mike. That's a nickname of mine as well. But I got to say a couple things. First of all, Mike Felt, clear your throat as I'm pulling into my driveway at the end of the day. It makes my day every afternoon.
Thank you. Thank
a couple mind. Things. A couple things. This series and beyond, the multiple deep game starts for three Braves pitchers before the All-Star break, I think that's a positive indicator. And then and qualitatively, Matt Olson with a little bit of juice after that second double, a fist pump showing some emotion. Maybe he's that locker room guy that we're all looking for and needs to step up in the second half. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Hey, man, appreciate you, brother. And, again, being a loyal Dukes and Bill listener. I said it earlier in the program, same thing. And that's why, look, nothing against Matt. None of this is personal. You're getting paid big money. We expect big results. And that's when things are going south. And it's like it reminded me of, like, the 2015 Hawks. Who's taking that last shot? Five guys all pointed at each other. You know, who's that dude? Who's the alpha? And you heard Alex Anthopoulos, if you missed Rewind on the Odyssey app, he kind of addressed that as well. Like he said sometimes it's overblown by the media. Who's that voice? But still, I think there has to be a rudder on the ship.
Oh, my God, yeah, Mike. I mean, listen, with a 162-game season, you need levity, you need brevity. The guy that I always remember pointing back to since I've been here in Atlanta is Guillermo Heredia. He was the perfect guy that encapsulated that clubhouse leadership role with the swords, and he was always dapping everybody up after they would get a big hit. I don't see that this year. And ultimately, Mike, I think what it comes down to is it the chicken or the egg? Is it because you were losing, do you look downtrodden, or do you look downtrodden because you're losing?
Right. It's a great argument. I know we've talked about when things were going south, you know, the 0-7 start, getting to 500, then that tailspin. And as we said, just we were like, oh, no, it's a low. Okay, that's the new low, and that's the new low. The Diamondbacks seem like the new low. They get swept by the Giants. But then to take on the Mets, and as the one caller, I think you know, two callers previous said, let's not start doing stuff to each other just yet because there's a long way to go and you've got to show that Strider has the ability to sustain what he did last night. And Tom Glavine pointed out on the broadcast on FanDuel to the good things in the right direction, the velocity being up there. And again, there's still things with that slider. I still don't think he knows where that slider is going half the time, but you saw some really good positives coming out of it. And the clutch thing, which you can't coach, that's there as well. And the Mets, guys, the other side of this, and this is one thing that Braves fans were saying on our text line, on social media to Carl and I when we were killing them after the Arizona game. The Mets have shown the ability to choke and gack it away. Last year, we were lucky to make the wild card. The Mets were just better than us last year, is what it is. This year, though, they're dealing with some unbelievable pitching injuries. And look how awful that bullpen was last night. And the starting pitching. Was it 9 walks when I fell asleep?
Here's the thing, Mike. I think there's a little bit too much Falconitis going on right now with the Atlanta Braves, meaning that we've been so quick to accentuate the negatives because it's worth accentuating, quite frankly. But when you have a positive like this, a 3-game sweep of your first-place division rival, it's okay to be happy about it. It's okay to celebrate it. You don't have to but everything about it. You can enjoy these wins.
So, as we said, a lot of guys, and Chris echoing the sentiments of a lot of our audience, when they said, you and Carl are coming too hard in the paint. Well, again, that Diamondbacks game had all of us pulling our hair out.
That was awful. It was
everybody.
Awful.
And by the way, we appreciate it. If you heard the conversation with our general manager, he listens. You know, I always joked around with Carl, like, these guys don't listen. Carl's like, they listen. And they do. And he does. And I think if you listen to that conversation, a lot of things we've talked about, you know, about how this thing is run, he just doesn't get the money that other teams get. We're not talking about the Mets. We're not talking about the Dodgers. We're talking about the Phillies. That's my benchmark. It's pretty simple. If he gets $50 more million a year in payroll, a lot of things which kept us out of going further don't happen. That's my 2 cents. Hey, man, we'll come back. Day-Day is raring to go. He's got some yeah, man, no, man. The Brazilian ladies are in the house representing from Rio de Janeiro, Flamenco. And ladies, we brought a stripper just for you. Here's Tinker.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's in the house. Yes. Yes, he charges about $45 an hour, but for you, 40, right, Tinker? All right, come on down. We're at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, man, watching soccer. Got our dudes over here, chilling over here. Guys got sunglasses on indoors because they're cool like that, not judging. Come on down, join the party, man. Ice cold brew and shenanigans at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
Tinker is tan, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.